Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming here. I don't see Oram Rajibala. He's not here. He went to court today. He's not here. I was not alive. There's a court today, so I'm not sure whether he's there. Morning, I'd like to welcome you to the portfolio committee meeting this morning. And I believe we know each other, honorable members, but we've got a special guest in our portfolio committee meeting today. We have Dr. Mathole Motsekga, who's the chief of the ANC, who is visiting our committee today. Thank you. It's an honor for you, chief, to be here. Comments, there is an agenda in front of you. I would like us to adopt the agenda. Thank you. And Mamshana, thank you for seconding. As you know, today we were supposed to have the National Heritage Council, but because last week the members raised issues that the department is not handling well, or has not given us response on those issues, on many issues that we have raised since we've been here. Also, members were not happy with the responses and the attitude and the posture of the department that has been displayed on many of the various committees. One of the issues that was raised was to say that the DG of the department does not come when there are smaller entities and then only ones who are problematic. Secondly, one of the issues that I'd like to raise is that one issue was raised that members are not aware of the program. From my understanding, the program was circulated last day. And one of the issues, when it changes, I believe it changes because, like today, as we're supposed to have at the NHC, the program changed because the committee agreed that the program must change in order to discuss these matters that are still outstanding. I'm not sure whether it is me or it's in my mind, because it seems now some of the committee members don't know that. It's as if it's my own making. While it was an agreement, it's minuted. So I'm here to so we can iron out some of the issues. And sometimes the program will do it in advance, because here in Parliament, because we are here, some of the issues, we have a challenge of venue. So we must do a program in advance, even if it changes, so that we can be able to secure venues. That's one of the challenges that we are no venues, and I've been one of the chairs who've been complaining. There were sometimes there are even venues that are which have no mics, you've no mics. Like, so you see, for the past few weeks, we are getting this venue because we sent the program in advance, so that it was sent last year already. So I'm not sure why some of the committee members don't have it. Before we continue, where's Johnny? Johnny is here. Honorable, having told this, I don't know. So, honorable Story and Honorable Moshoana don't have the files, the CVs of the applicants of the applications of the PANSAP board. They've never, Moshoana's secretary is sick, I understand. And Honorable Story, I don't know but challenge those two, if we can just get out, they will find something for themselves. Okay, that was it. But, from that's what. Okay. Oh, okay. Then Mishan is the only member who doesn't have the shortlisting for the grant. That's for the sake of Dr. Mister. My name is Tandile Sunduza. I'm the chair of this portfolio committee. This is Honorable Story, who is a member of the portfolio committee. This is Honorable Linda Moss, Honorable Moshoana. We have Honorable Ntapane from the UDM, Honorable Van Skalsbeek, Honorable Shilubana, Namita Shilubana. You've got Honorable Mabunda, Honorable Farai. Then we have Umpolis in front of you, who's our content advisor. In front of you, we have Ujabu, who's our committee secretary. Then you have Fiona, I don't see her. There's Fiona is our researcher. You have Kwane Kudum. Honorable sicela ngithi usecourt dokuyas court ukhona cela uqolo so ngiyokuhle ngani I think he's heading research now if I'm correct then
what I'm good
there's someone I saw then you have a gentleman from PNG Ongbani Kamala
Luvuyo.
Luvuyo, welcome to our meeting. You've got Sam, who's a PO of the minister. Who can do it Monday? Oh, my was my last. Oh, my, then you're Mr. Chaka from the office of the of OSD. Those are the who help us, you know. So we've been very assisting on the issues of Pantal. One of the issues that we are going to do a combat today is to, there are a lot of minutes, we'll do them at the end. There's a process in Parliament that makes us, I would say it's one of the Bentley programs. Minutes are taken for editing. They are, no, they are adopted by the they are agreed on, taken for editing. They can take 3 months sometimes. It's a process, I don't know how it resolved. That's why we have a set of 10 minutes in front of us. But, now, we'll then, after we have done with these deliberations of what we can, then we'll discuss the panel sub-nomination. I want us to get straight to the matter that arises from the committee last week, as we have agreed. You've all read issues about the Department of Agriculture and the attendance of executive members, the Minister of the Deputy, during most crucial times. You've raised issues that, some issues that can't be answered because they are not here. So we agreed that last week members must raise issues that they strongly feel that they must be taken up. Unfortunately, there is only Sam who is here, because the matters have to be taken up, then we'll agree maybe in a period of 2 weeks, the DG or the minister or the deputy, they must come and respond to all those outstanding issues. One of the issues is that there's no rural development done by urban culture. That was one of the crucial issues. I remember members were angry when the DG was saying we can't go to rural areas like even Mafia, remember, because there's no airport. So I was saying if there's no airport in a place, no rural development, what must be done. Those are some of the issues that are raised. Don't look surprised, man. You were here when we raised this issue of market. One of the issues raised is that some institutions get a lot of money and there's nothing that is like done, like Sarah Cancer, they get hundreds of millions, but money is wasted. Then you have very small institutions in communities getting money. We've got issues. Recently, there's an issue, I hope we can print it out for members, that came to my attention, that there is a Fredinia Taylor. Remember Fredinia Taylor? He has taken the department to the public protector and he's winning the case and the DG is not going there. So I'm just raising these issues. Some of the issues that was the Hills requesting all most of the issues are rural issues. One of the issues is entities. That entities, it's only the portfolio committee that finds problem on entities. Why is there an M&E in the department? We don't, we've been raising the issue of the M&E. Why do we have an M&E? Some monetary liberation of the department. There's nothing, it's only the committee that picks up issues while you've got an M&E in the department, as a department. One of the issues, when you call senior managers on meetings, like, as we suppose some would be here today to take some of the issues, they are not, when small entities come, like Uganda, they would never come. And what are they doing on moral regeneration? It's still outstanding, you know? There's an MRM issue that we've been raising. There's not raised, nothing has been coming. What institution? So I will open up for members now. I think Fiona, Olisi, please, and Jab. Can you assist us for today? Just note the issues. These issues will be noted, will be taken up to the ministry for response. I want members to ventilate as they were ventilating. Not to say I'm intimidating anybody, but I want us to raise issues today. We'll know them. What we'll do, when we report them, we'll cluster them. If you say this is a matter on finance, this is a matter, this is a matter on entities, this is a matter, but you can raise them anywhere, how, when they are recorded, they will be according to cluster. Member, can we start on issues that we are raising? Okay. Honorable Shulubana, Mami Shulubana, Honorable. Honorable, sorry, I noticed.
Thank you. I don't want to get to the issues yet, but yesterday there was a concern that minutes from August were not processed, and it comes back to us. Now we have just mentioned that the problem is that it takes long to edit the minutes. I think now that I've got the chief with us here, we should be able to identify where the problem is. Because is it because of the volume of the work that they are not edited, they take 5-6 months, or is it because of some other problem? I think we really need our minutes to be edited. Thank you.
I think it's not the volume of the work, the process is here of the committee election. That's why I'm saying I will take it also up. We've raised it before, not only this committee that has been raising it. Good job, it takes minutes. They go and edit it somewhere. It's a business. Oh, okay. No, it's fine. Oh, my sister, remember, we didn't have a quality advisor. Remember? Some police came in, who was in November. So that's why they took so long. That's why we have this long set. Because, I don't know, it's those internal committee issues, which I've taken them up already. You know, I remember, if you remember, there was a time we had an issue as a committee to say, how does a person who was not on the meeting edit minutes? If you remember, there was an issue that it must be edited by a certain member. Do you want to start on your issues that you want to raise? Okay. Hey, Mama Story?
Thank you, Chairperson. You know, I would appeal for us to get a direction on this. The item that we are on now is the fourth item on the agenda, the deliberations of committee resolutions. Is it the item?
Yes, the resolution of the committee last week that you resolved that this week we must raise those issues. We are on that item, that's what we are doing. I've made it clear.
Yeah, but from where I'm seated, having listened to all the things that have been raised, it seems other issues have been raised, you know, some other time, not only last week. And I would really appeal that right now, you know, we have just a conglomeration of issues that have arisen out of the status of this committee on resolutions. I would appeal that can we be able to deal with matters in a manner that we can deal with issues tabulated in a format or so that we can resolve these issues in a...
I've said so. I guess we'll raise issues. Till now we are going to segment them according to the moment we raise them. If you raise finance, we'll put it on the finance. If you raise it on certain issues, we'll report it. We'll do it like this. I want members to raise the way they want, because I don't want to limit them to say raise issues on finance. We will segment it. When the report is done, before it goes out, then we will raise.
Just feeling like Yago is that you don't want to give me time to speak. If we are going to have a dialogue with me now, it's going to be problematic. Because I'm making a request, because I find it very difficult for, maybe it's me, I can't follow what you are saying. There are such a lot of things that we have raised, I can't even recall what we said, some of the things that we said last week. Absorb some of the things, but I think it would be more appropriate if we are going to have written issues that we are going to deal with, so that we know what we are dealing with. Now, if we have to absorb this and listen to this, what you said, and all, to me it becomes such a conglomeration of issues that you can't even really deal with. Thank you.
I think here we have a challenge as a committee, because I am doing exactly what I was told by the committee last week. We actually thought we'll just raise issues. Then we, with the people who are here, are going to segment it. That's the agreement of the committee. It's not my agreement last week. You know, that was the agreement, to say that we raise the issues. They will be structured accordingly as we are capturing them. Before they go out to the department or minister, we will have structured them. There are issues that people want to raise. Or am I speaking alone or something that I don't know? Okay. I want us to be there, because it seems as if I'm speaking something that is in my hayway mind. Honorable Linda Moss? I'm saying exactly what was said last week.
Chairperson, The reason why we come up last week to elaborate on many things, it was because of the William Humphreys Gallery at William Humphrey Art Gallery on the things they were raising, the concerns they raised on the 80s report, why there was findings. And the gentleman of the department didn't answer properly towards that concerns that particular entity was raised. And that two gentlemen was presenting the department here because the DG was sending an apology and the minister and the deputy minister. And that makes the members furious, and when they raise a lot of things was happening. So things were supposed to be addressed in the past. And also the observation, the way the department do their business. And Chairperson, I want to come to the point of, because it will not help us when we repeat the same things of last week. That is the minister by the Secretary of the Portfolio Committee. I'm glad you raised the issue that they will address the issue of the committee unit on the issue when they must process that minutes and whatever. Say if you look in the staggering of this minutes, then you will see all the most of the minutes is writing more or less the same things that members are writing last week on issues of concern of the department. And it would be good, Chairperson, it would be very good if those things came clustering. That is to let the minister and the deputy minister and the DG or ever must come to report over 2 weeks. Let them cluster it so that we're not taking the most of the bulk of our time to spending on that. We have the most important thing in front of us, and that is pencil. That we can process this thing, that we can, we are both becoming in place. There's already this gentleman, this advocate, who wants to take the president court on the issue of the outroll of the language bill. So it would be good if we can process this thing or pens up as soon as possible and finalize it, because it is already 3 months down the drain. I think we must more put our energy now on that, Chairperson. The other issues or the rest in the minutes, just take minutes, and the last year's minutes, and the presentations were done to this committee by the department and entities. That things must be processed. We can't do come to the secretary's work here. We must give them instructions what to do. The secretary of the unit, whatever, we're dealing with those, they must process those things we raised last year in a cluster. So as that can we can, whoever, can be handed over to the department, and when they come to us, and the minister, and the deputy minister, then they have a proper meeting on those issues. So when we finish in 21-4, we close the chapter very properly and constructive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I will just do this quickly, maybe so that we it might not seem that it's my issue here. I would like Ntolisi and Chabwenjo to know some of those issues. Issues that they have been raised. So what's one of the issues about attendance of attendance of the executive, even on the most crucial issues? But one of the challenges there I would come in is that we have a fellow committee on Wednesday and cabinet visiting. I want you to note an issue is still outstanding on us, and the people of Moses are still waiting for the response. An issue of PANSAS, which is still not resolved to this thing, when the committee has taken resolutions and taken it to the department, they're still not solved. An issue of rural programming, that includes also the Mzansi Golden Economy. There was a question, who is benefiting? And there was an issue that was raised, only people from Gauteng who are benefiting from Mzansi Golden Economy. So this is one of the issues. You might want to the honourable minister on our mode, but you said that if this is the issue that must be raised for the next 30 minutes of this portfolio committee. The issue that was raised, also raised the issue of even on other languages, was who is benefiting, what about the rural communities? The issue of PACOS, I think I know the issue. The issue of PACOS, that members are concerned, how do members of the department sit in the same board where they are also part of a board? The issue of SARA, since SARA, the CEO, left, Now they said a report is coming. That report is still not there because we need to take on Jusutara. The boss, most of them are non-functional, and most of them, their time has elapsed. Most of them, there's an issue about them. One of the issues that was raised is the issue of Robben Island, which we are still waiting on it, about the appointment of the board, not following the legislation. The issue of international treaties. There are treaties that are signed, and we asked a list of them, whether South Africa is benefiting or not benefiting, because the issues. The issue of the Biennale Festival is still not answered to this day. I know, Honorable, you've been raising it for a long time. The report was still coming. The issue of how to invest in culture, you know that it was phased out, but what has been taken, because there's no real issues. The segmentation of how do we segment, how do rural development. The issue was raised that there are no community centers. I know Honorable Shulwana and Manshu Nomitashuvan and Mamshwan, they are very been firing on these issues. The issue of moral regeneration, the moral regeneration institute, unfortunately, yours is part of it, to say that moral regeneration should not get any money from the department while there's so much moral decay. There's an issue that we raised on after the social cohesion summit, the advocate of social cohesion. When are they starting? When is it going to provinces? We've been waiting for that report because now promise were made in Cape Town. People are asking, where is the issue? The issue that was raised, the issue of invitations. You members were the same people who were saying that we are not invited or we are told on the last minute or we hear about an event when we have not known about it. Or sometimes you are advising members, you are not even happy about how the staff, departmental staff is treating you. The national geographic name changes and location changes. Where are we? It's a national priority issue. It has been, so are we standing? We've been asking for a report. Where is it? The monitoring and evaluation department of all the entities, MNE, where are we? What has been done? Why is there no transformation and lack of issues? The issue that department is using consultants. And I've raised this issue that one of the issues, we are asking for a film fund in South Africa. We talked about it. The Film and Video Foundation. Some of you will raise the issue that Film and Video Foundation, your children don't get to study in private institutions. Where is the department coming in? And there's a lot of use of consultants. There's a lot of use of consultants. I would like everything to be one. So people cannot say I'm raising my own issues from the head. So I would like to the consultant was raised strongly in some of the accommodations of the annual report as well. There's issue of artists and actors. We were bombarded here by artists and actors. If you remember last year, I wrote a letter to the president, I think the president of South Africa, because he responded to my letter by calling the artist to Mashamantu. I hope you saw that. And the same artist came back, to say that the president didn't say the department is not came back. Where is the report? An issue was raised of actors and artists that a fund would be made for them to assist them so that when they die, it's an artist support fund. Appointments. There are many appointments that we are not happy about in the entities, in the what we call it. We went on oversights. There are issues that were raised oversights. Many issues even during the Dube, President Dube, the first president of ANC. The issues that were raised on all the issues. I remember it was only Moss who were angry about some of the issues on the educational level of it. So I'm trying here to make it easy for honorable members. These are the issues you are raising, and they've long been outstanding. So it's not something that comes from my head. So I want members to add where they want to add. Somewhere we'll take the recommendations from the annual report. In the annual when we're here for the annual report, there are many recommendations that have been made. There are many issues that have been made from 2010, which are still not addressed to this point in time. Other recommendations were made by members last year already, before the end of the term, and we are still waiting on issues. Issues were raised on people when they write to us as a committee. I will try and send all the issues were raised on Freedom Park or the institute on sexual harassment issues. They come for my attention. I know I'm not a labor expert, but we are public. Some of the issues, I am still waiting for that. We are still waiting for that report. I don't say I am. Some people might not look surprised, but these are the things that we were raised in committees. And I think I've made it easy. If there's anything to add, you can add it. If there's none, then we can just close it. Then police and Johnny will type it. It will be sent to before it goes out to the minister. It will come to the committee. Then they will then give them time to come and report back. So I would ask them to add whatever they've raised that they are not comfortable about, that they feel that I've left out. I'll start with that this time. Upam Sivisant, Onabudapane, Onabukhai, Onabukhai, Onabusulvana, Onabusanskatik. Then I'll come in front and start with you, Mamster.
Honorable Chairperson, I've got really nothing to add except to say that all what you have just stated from your paper is what we have, those are the concerns of the committee. I confirm that. Unfortunately, you know, we don't keep these things by mind. I was not aware really that we will come to this meeting to list these things down. Otherwise, I could have come and listed them down. But all what we have stated is exactly the concern of the committee. That is what I want to say.
I forgot one issue here, sorry. The issue of jazz festivals. That the department is giving more money on jazz festivals, like the Cape Town that has already made itself, while in communities there are no jazz festivals. And honoring artists like Paul Ndlovu and all the people of Diamond Bar, they were raising these committees, and they said they will come back. And the issue of the Khoisan, I hope Ms. Moss will raise it. You've been raising it on how far it is. Honorable Farai.
No, thanks very much. You have said most in number of things, but I wanted to emphasize on one issue of the absenteeism of the ministers or deputy minister on the issue of the annual report. We feel that it's very paramount that when we are dealing with these reports that are very important, that the minister or deputy minister must be part of that meeting so that they must assist us in some of the issues that we needed clarity on. I also wanted to raise one of these just festivals. Fortunately, you just raised it. Thank you.
Honourable members, Honourable Pankasley.
Thanks, Chair. I raised the issue of the attendance of the minister and the deputy and the DG as well. I want them to come and tell us how do they see the position, the function of the portfolio committee in the whole arts and culture domain. Are we part of the team? Why are we sidelined? So they must please come and tell us how do they see the function of the portfolio committee.
I think I'm already covered by what the other speakers have said. And the issues that you have raised are the issues that we know about them. But I have a suggestion that there are so many, you know, the way you tell us. What if you could cluster them? So that, yes, they should be clustered and we'll be given a written so that they're able to add to it. And I think what Honorable Stoll was saying, let me not say, I don't know what was in her mind, but I think when she was looking at the program, Deliberation Committee resolutions, perhaps you could have even taken a class of resolutions that we agreed upon last meeting and write them down so that we are able to follow those resolutions written in the program. But my suggestion is that clutter those things. There are so many that we just cannot handle them at once. Thank you very much.
Honorable Story?
Sometimes I'm Story.
This
is exactly what I was saying. Looking at the issues here, some of them were raised, you know, some time ago. That's why I said to me it was made for better English, Professor Nan Cooper, Amorphous thing. I couldn't understand because I know that some of the issues, and some were raised by myself for that matter. Amongst, you know, you can see that it's difficult when you are calling out, if it's not in written form. I've just observed that police couldn't capture some of the things like the treaties as they collapse. It's so difficult. And then we also had the issue of the Khoisan sometime back. Yeah. exactly what I meant, so that we have all the, now that the chief is saying we should cluster them, maybe even a better way of dealing with issues. So that we know, because what I was saying, Chairperson, is because I knew some of the issues are arising from this unit. You see? Maybe the issue of minutes also, your lessons would flag it, you see? Because they always, because we could have followed these things along, it couldn't have been such a big, a lot of issues that have not been attended to like this. But for progress sake, Chairperson, I think we are just on the right trend now. If we are going to deal with these issues in the manner that members of the committee have suggested. Thank you, Chairperson. And we are pulling a foot on me to store it, I'm sure.
Without the Goku story, Goku Azul, Goku story. Honorable Amos, you know, I agree with to prolong this issue, but what I'm saying that I would like you, as much as Mpoli is capturing, will re-raise some of the issues, then he will cluster them and bring them back next week, so that if you still want to add, before they definitely go out, members will discuss them. You can see it's a long of list of outstanding issues. But while I'm there, honorable, I want to raise something with you, Chief Whip, outside, especially which is attended of some members here. It's not that members of the ANC don't want to attend this meeting. I want to raise it here so that it can be clear now. Sometimes their committees are clashing on issues on Wednesdays. Like, honorable story, they have a challenge with it. They are in committees that sit on the same day. That's why now there's an issue of attendance. We've been fighting about this issue of attendance. So I think some of the issues that we can solve in your office as well. Honorable boss.
Shepard, I think on the entities, we must include them in the list. On the entities who performed very well for the last few years, like Sarah. At least we are happy with the CVC now. NAC and also this thing of an island on the east of the buildings. Every time there's an excuse, and we're saying in the beginning of last year, on the capital budget of assets, they will give it to the entities. And it seems still that money is not given to the end, so that they can address the challenge of the issue of the upgrading of the structures. So even on the issue of the art studios and those, even in Gauteng, we were last year to oversight to those of the year before last. Still, nothing is being done on those things that are addressed. On the issue of the Golden and the economic, I think this thing we must explain, how far is that? And is it only a certain province where this program is be operating from? Because we have 9 provinces in South Africa. Lastly, Chairperson, I want to make a concrete proposal. If we really want to do justice, because we don't have proper time. Because, you know, we are really in the first quarter of the new year. And next year, you know, every political party concentration will be on the election. So we must use 21-3 productive. And therefore, Chairperson, I propose that we have a full one-day session where we have the department, maybe the chairperson, the committee, and the minister and deputy minister in that session to take the committee through. I think then we will do a day or a day and a half, so that we really, if we said we want to close in a good way this 5 years, then we must do that, Chairperson. Because when we deal with this issue, we must also look in the street plan of the department, the street plan of the department, of the 5 years. Remember, Chief, all of you people, you give us, every committee in the institute, the speaker, we must present a 5-year plan as a portfolio committee. So that includes the department. So therefore, I think, Chairperson, strictly, if we not propose the one day or day and a half, we will raise it. Maybe near by the end of the year, we will raise the same things, and these things will not be, not even, maybe some of them will not even be addressed. And put it on a really serious note, as the work of this committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Don't get angry though. There's Mam Shona that has noted.
Yeah, thank you, Chairperson. I want to appreciate that we may not necessarily see that issues are recorded here, but they are there. It's like they are recorded as members' comments, whatever. If you go through them, there are issues that are recorded. But there are things that are left, which I wanted to add, if I understood you correctly. There was one issue that was burning, the issue of the icon of Papa Mandela. I'm sure we'll remember what happened in the Free State. Not long ago, they put the statue of Papa Mandela somewhere in the Free State, and everybody went there. It became such a huge success. We did speak in this committee as a very serious item that we needed to indicate as we enter, as we come to Parliament. Unless if I'm the only person who's remembering that. And we are moving towards closure of the fourth parliament. We are doing that. Obama Mandela declares to be standing somewhere there as we come in. We don't want to kill anybody standing there. We are saying he should be there also. We can put him maybe taller, because what he has done, I want to do is taller than what others have done. We don't have to go and we put him, make him the tallest. Because if we don't do name change, even in the towns, we are not doing things to this country. Because after some years, when you, everybody who is sitting here have gone, I want to put it to you as a committee that we will have done disservice to the country.
Thank you, Mam Shona. I think I forgot about that issue. It's one issue that the committee must resolve. Honorable Melder from, what is it, Freedom Free Floor, has agreed to the no Madiba must be honored. He doesn't have a profile. I was checking on the Afghaner side. But quickly, I know now, I think we were getting the, I've noted to Gok's story before you fight with me. One of the issues, Chief, with maybe we are also going to attach to was, this committee has done so much work. It has never traveled internationally. Because every time we put a travel, and the year is ending, these members, I'm not saying here we are here for a joyful trip. I'm not saying that. But this, we've been putting how many already? I don't know how many countries we've ever requested. We don't want to go to Brazil, as we have noted that we don't want, as you said, that member's training. We've been wanting to go to countries that are very speak on issues. I want to raise a few issues, members. You know, I know that many will also, I don't want us to dwell as more, because I see some members raising things that were also. One of the issues that I wanted to raise from is the issue of the National Liberation Route. If you remember, members, we had the challenge when it was presented that many of the other parties are saying that LNP is only focusing on members of the ruling party who are honored. I know President Zuma said to Dan Patel, now you must raise the issues as a PAC. I think it's one of the issues and colleagues that we said it must be done with President to say that, yes, we see, yes, liberation was played by everybody. There are many people who are not members of any who are not honored. That's not honor only the names of Lee, because the name of Mandela, they was raised very strongly in this committee meeting. There are people that have not been, you speak about the Dulce September, speak about many people who played a role, especially even some in the black session when. And the other issue that I want to really, the issue of international issue that we have done as far as the Mozambique Maradona rate. Those are the reports that we want. How far it has gone, the issue that was raised on Tikona Valley that was starting, those are some of the issues that we're raising. I remember Comrade Nikki was saying, I can't do it, I can't wait to go to Angola. So those are some of the issues that are standing. The issue of Robben Island. There are many issues that we've been raising, I think even from the last minutes that we've been raising. One of the issues we're saying that in South Africa, it seems we've got a lot of heritage institutions that are doing the same thing. NHC, SARA, PRISM. But there's a lot of heritage institutions that you find them duplicating themselves. You have a feeling. A National Film and Video Commission, or what is it, Foundation. We don't know what is happening. Every time they report, they don't know what is happening. We give them money, they travel abroad, they go to film. No South African film has ever been ready to say, this is what has been done. So some of the issues say, why do we take money on nothing that has been done? There was an issue that was raised of organic intellect, especially on languages. We're saying the older, they're dying. Where are they? That's why it was raised on. The issues like it's so simple, Mama come, what do I tell her now? Kilo, when languages are perishing, Where is the monitoring of languages? One of the most raging issue of Advocate Lawrence taking us to court. It's a very serious issue because if what he's been raising, so I'm trying to say that I'm happy now that we are coming on board. I don't want the Khoisan issues. This was really strongly, I'm surprised all most of you are not now fighting on this one here, to say that the history, the liberation of Khoisan and everything, including the issues of Mapungubwe, were raised. You know, we think that most of these intellectual properties now are owned by people who are from South Africa. And then what has the department done to ensure that our people ensure knowledge they can visit those sites? There was an issue of saying that Amagqirha is Ngoma. Cannot access some of their primitive heritage sites because they are owned by certain companies. These are the reports that were there about 4 years. Are you getting it now, members? Are we on the right track? But I just want to assure you, we'll get other things, but policy next week when we come to the meeting. These are the issues that we are coming back with. There's an issue on my folks, Konamanji, that we haven't discussed, and we're saying the problem as well. The issues of traditional healers saying that we as a center, we're not taking the issues forward, and all those. We've raised them with a different person. How best can we investigate some of these issues? Some social issues were raised. We are not coming back on those issues. My apology for lying to the committee, saying you are in court, because Kobe is in court. I did not see you that you are sitting at the back. My humble apologies. I hope that will not be recorded. Okay.
Thanks, sir. What is interesting is that the ruling party at ANC made it a point that there are courts and recognized justice system that I must use as a member of CUV as well. So, there are two things that I wanted to raise. Just to put an emphasis, I think they are also reflecting there. One, I want to raise the fact that, when one has got to oversight all the time, we look at the work of the institutions concerned, and at some point, we do appreciate the work that they're doing. But sometimes we do register our concerns, our recommendations. And we have been saying this also many a times, that those recommendations and concerns have got to be followed up. I'm not sure of what has happened, but I haven't seen anything in most of the areas, especially when we visited KZN in those days, and in other places, recommendations generally. I wanted to check if we could also look at it and make sure that, you know, the committee does something, you know, in support of monitoring and making follow-ups on those. I think it's important. Otherwise, we'll always be recommending, raising concern all the time, year by year. That's one. The second one is about the poor attendance of members in this committee. That includes me at times. But, I don't know if this is seasonal. I understand the question of, like, there are so many committees. I don't rule out that one. But I think there are many times where, you feel like, the committee is not there at all. And you find out that the department is here and institutions are here. I noticed at one point that there was only a member of IFP and member of COPE, only. And the DA was reported that, so this comment is actually not personalized. All I'm saying is that, you remember last week we also agreed that we should probably even look at the issue of, like, which day is may be used, either than Wednesday. I don't know, I'm not sure if that is possible, but just probably to allow, the attendance. and of course taking, you know, into consideration that members are attending some of the other committees as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
One thing I just, Chief, I know some of the issues. I want to be very clear to you. This committee is functional, it's working. I think we work more than any committees. I want to say it here because I think the word that came to is that this committee is not, you can go, I think one of the best. Because I remember one of the colleagues was saying, Arts and Culture, DTI, chaired by Hu Jones, Uban. There are four committees. We, as this committee, were noting it among the best performing committees. I think I told you, members. Because he was happy with that to say, one of your committees is one of the best for with DTI. I don't remember the other two. It's one of the best performing committees. But you should, you are no longer there, so you must be about this one. So I'm just trying to say that the message that went out, this committee is not functional, is not true. And here in this committee, even if we don't have funds, we fight with Honorable Foroli to get money to go to, what do you understand? To oversight. And these members, most of the times, avail them for oversight. That's one I want to tell. One of the stories was the time she was very well, not for the time. But she would come, and sometimes she would come even to oversight. I remember once I was oversight to go, I didn't get back. You know, I'm just trying to say that is one. If a word came to you, that is not true. We are very functional in this committee. We even operate even when other committees are not sitting. This committee sits even during the period. We even started earlier than other committees because of the work that's been done. But I must be very, very clear to you that the only thing we need is support financially. And one of the things that demoralizes the committee, one of the issues that I was speaking about is the issue of internet. This committee, unfortunately, is in the social class and there's a bulk of issues in arts and culture. You can't expect it to be like committees who deal with a specific issue as well. But the issue of minutes, I want to also raise it as a members, sometimes the minutes, I was just saying so, John, we don't adopt them because sometimes we don't have a quorum. I want to be clear on that one. There are times we wanted to adopt them, we don't have a quorum, like when Mam Shulman was there, like, the other way. We don't have a quorum because some of the members are not there. And a member was taken out of this committee, and that member was still not displaced till today. So it also has side effects on the quorum as well. So I just want to raise it here. And members, one of the issues that I want to raise strongly is the issue of public works. Every entity that you go to has got issues with public works. You go to, what's that one, Windbrow, Peter. You go to, and public works is not to do, you know, it's supposed to do, and it becomes a challenge to those issues. And students in institutions, Sam, if you remember this, we raise it. There are students who go and study art and culture, but they are going to certain universities only. We had a problem that why can't students go to the University of Venda or University of Limpopo? They must go to certain institutions. So it's one of the, and the MOUs that we requested with the Department of Education and Languages and Cultural Rights, those are some of the things I thought. I think we've raised a lot, but if members still want to raise something, then they can be clustered and they'll come back. On the panel, your hand was up. I don't know, ma'am. The problem is that I'm going to go to the house. You know, there's a...
You know, Chairperson, Chairperson, you might call me anything, but I must assure you that with the Chief Whip, he knows me very well. I've worked under him for years and years. I was my successor. Actually, he can give you a testimonial of me. I just wanted to say, Chairs for Progress, one of the things is to resuscitate the management committee. Maybe you should look at that because until that, it's quite some time that it hasn't been meeting. I want to echo the issue, the issue that was brought forward as a two-day workshop. It was 2 days. Because I was there, I was still serving in energy then. And it helped us a lot, Chairperson, because some of the things that we are mentioning here, we can easily, you know, discuss and come up with progress. I wanted to say, Chairperson, you know, there is something that I've taken into consideration since I've been in Parliament, that departments do. I hope EDAC is not trying to do that, in not addressing issues on time. You see, they know that our term is 5 years. Right now we are left with how many months to the elections. And the danger of not attending to these issues, they are going to be hanging because they are aware that some of us, after these new people will be coming in, these issues will be left hanging. I hope we are going to resolve this and we don't have such, because in many departments that's what happens. The officials are taking us for granted. Thank you, Chairman.
Honorable Japan and Honorable Mabudo is the last one, and then we go for tea. Then we go for the adding, then we close on that, then we start now with the council process.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson. Honorable Chairperson, in council, I have noticed that the only thing that is reflected there is the firing of the employees. That is what I think it has been reflected. And yet, council as a whole is becoming a millstone around our neck. I think even the morale of the employees in that institution, we need to address, and food we need to address it very soon, because that's a ticking time bomb.
I'll address it while it's here.
Okay.
Honorable Mabunda, I did not order tea today. People are on a diet. The president said we take opposite issues to rest.
Okay, Chairperson. Just for record purposes, and after I will put just an emphasis when we are about to conclude the issues. The first one is that let's put our record straight in relation to the attendance you have uttered already. And maybe in the latter note, the Honorable Chitela has indicated that there was one meeting that they were only in Qatar and then themselves go. Among others, you will recall, Chairperson, that other members here have never been absent in the committee since its inception. So for the putting our record straight, let's put it in a clear note. And it shouldn't be like be recorded somewhere and it reflects and then it hits us back. The issue that I want to emphasize here is the is the issues that prompted so many issues that we are recording. I think first and foremost, we have agreed as a committee to say let's call on our minister, the deputy, and the DG and his entourage maybe, so that we iron out that issue, that perception that we have now get into to say you are no more attending our meetings. Notwithstanding the fact that we ignore or we are not taking into cognizance their commitments as ministers. So when we talk, definitely it will pave the way for us to have a proper agenda or a program that will suit them. So because it will seem as if we are just complaining to see them in the meeting, in our meetings every now and then, of which cannot be just possible. So that one will adjust us to understand their commitments and when do we want them. So there are crucial issues that that need their response here and there. Like for instance the PENSA or the institution, if I may not mention one. The institutions that are being funded by the department. So we need them there so that we discuss this issue. We have recorded one issue that Chairperson, that sometimes it seems as if is this committee, you know, that picks up the problems and things within the institution and of which the department is there, that is funding those institutions. Bear in mind that we are not disputing the fact that we are also responsible to see to it. We find out exactly what is happening within those institutions. But that issue we needed to reconcile it amongst ourselves in the department so that we know exactly what is it all about. So I was just emphasizing this issue has been mentioned, Chairperson, but the thing is if ever we'd like to put our things correct. We know all these issues that we're raising here. Definitely we'll have to send it to the department and give them time to come and respond on that. But that issue of saying, no, the minister, we know you are so committed, but there are situations and times that we need you to come and discuss with us. Now we have, you know, we come up with some other terminologies to say, no, the minister is ignoring us, or the minister does not like us, and so many things. But maybe through their explanation, we'll understand why are not able to attend our meetings frequently. Then we'll understand that. But as for now, we come out with so many terminology to say the minister is ignoring, is undermining, and so on and so on. That's your person.
I think now we must close on this issue. But I think we what on policy you are getting a gist of what we're doing. I think one of the clarities I just want to make, I hear you, Mabunda, but this committee has been very clear that you cannot expect the minister and the deputy to be here on weekly basis, on Monday basis, but when there are crucial issues, there are certain crucial issues chiefly that the minister will need them. But some of the issues that make us also angry is the issue that the department, when it's here, it cannot respond to some of the issues. And it gives us a problem. I'll make an example. When we asked the COO of the department, when was Mr. Zwane employed, what are the terms and conditions? A COO, who is the second in command of the DG, said, Nam, I don't know. You were there in that meeting. We all looked at each other. Then that tells you that there's something in the department. That's why then you would want the principal to say that even there's a problem with him. The issues that we pick up, they're not supposed to be picked up by the committee. I'm not saying there was nobody. I'm just saying most of the time. I'm still raising an issue of elections, which is very important. People are going to say, what have you done? What is that you've raised? We still have hanging issues from 2008 when we're here. I mean, I hang from 2010 since I was chairperson of the committee. So I'm just trying to say, people are saying, if you could go to my inbox of emails, this is some reason. It's issues that are raised by people who say, you said you would deal with this issue. They are raising others, the issue of corruption as well, issues of investigations, long list that is there. And one of the issues that was raised is that some members were saying, in most we've noticed long term, most of when they come for the quarterly reports, if you can check it, it's cut and paste. It's the same thing. We face it. I'm not sure what they think. I remember Master raised it saying, Martin Dunova's funda, they think we are not educated. It was you, Honor God, Mamsur. You raised it. Some say that they think we as members, chief, we were not educated. They would come and face something from last day. Then would come and say, no, no, but I remember we even chucked them out at Edward State to say, you are undermining us because you are raising some of the issue. Beyond that, Honorable Chief, it's one that I would raise here while we are here. It happens, I'm not sure that only this committee. Some of the things that would also make members not be happy, it's how some of the things are done. I want to raise it here because it was raised by members. Some of the ministers, I won't blame anybody here, it's only way they are prerogative. Some of the ministers and deputies and others, let me say department, they would take committee members outside with them on the basis that they must learn and understand some of the issues as well. But why is it not done with this committee? When they are funded by others, I know they can be conflicting issues on so if we speak about something, I remember that we've read many times, Honorable Lepret was still here, that let's go to Mali, I think I would spend, to understand the Timbuktu library and how much resources we spend there, and why were there no copies, you know when it banned. We said, why were there no copies? Because we wouldn't understand. I'm trying to say that I believe this committee is an element also at certain levels to undermine this committee as well. It has been this many times. I remember one of us was very angry. You even went to one of our frolic. Very, very angry. And we followed each other, I remember, to that meeting. Because I said, go and speak Afrikaans to him. Then I'll follow you and speak on. We have tried our stances to say, there is an element to undermine this committee. There is an element. Now, panel is coming. We must do the point. We'll request extra time. We have challenges. This committee is very undermined, even by certain people in this parliament. Applications that are made, they are not signed, but some of the committees, remember we sit as chairs and we check the members to say, they said mine is not signed. Every time there is an issue on agriculture, then something. The issue of some of the that's going behind or that's going to you, we do not appreciate that. Especially when it was a big issue because these these members which are sitting, all of them, were here on time, they've done their time. We can't be crucified because it was a certain court document, which was not, we were doing our work systematically as parliament. I'm trying to raise this issue. Before you leave, I know you wanted to leave now. I want to raise the issue of consult, which is crucial here. Languages are very crucial. That's why we prioritize the issue of the languages bill. Consult, the many issues that were made. PASALP has been wasting millions of money. Nothing has been done on PASALP. It was going to court cases. Two people were dismissed, and then the committee resolved that it was... I know we are not the labor specialists or unions, but when they are not done right, we have the right to say that. There's an issue also of legislation, PASALP, because the legislation PASALP says they report to Parliament, the act, but they get money from the minister due to the treasury relations. I think it's one of the issues that must be taken up or to change the act or amend the act maybe. But what I'm saying, there are issues and recommendations and resolutions we've taken, but the department did not listen to us. The minister did not listen to us. They undermined us. They wrote to papers. They go something different. We ensured that the board of PANSAL is down and out because there were challenges in PANSAL. The next thing, a caretaker CEO is appointed at PANSAL. We don't know when. What are the recommendations? Why the CEO, that acting caretaker, in 2 months he has blown 4 million, was it 4 million, on consultants? Something that we said he must have. In a few months, he has hired 20 people, even on pending posts, even on a post when somebody has won it in court, disrespecting the law of South Africa. We as the committee, we've raised it many times to say that person has been restated because they can't restate that person because why? They've appointed their friend or their whoever or that place on a disputed post. How do you, if a post is disputed, then you apply some on a pending post. And the CCMAs of this country, how do you challenge our own CCMAs with government money and go to court? These are issues that have been raising. And then the same person comes and tells us, the portfolio committee did not tell me. Who told the DG and the minister? I will not send the message. Here is them. We send that message many times. So if these things are not done, and then people go behind my back and think that it's the chair. You see what makes me angry? It's because people say it's the chair. They're not saying the portfolio committee. It's the chair, maybe he's got personal issues or cases. Here I mean, I can bring bulk of this. I don't say anything. They are PMG. It's not going to look when it's under the time. We can give to you and listen. These members will fit even beyond their time, lunch time and beyond, to fight the issue of PANSAL, because PANSAL is a very important institution. You know, the Koi and the Sun, the languages, those dictionaries are not there. Organic international electors are saying, we are dying with our languages. Everything is just consultants. WASA is consultants. Money is spent on consultants. So I just want to say, the issue of PANSAL, we have raised it, but now there is this hide and seek because there are a certain issue, you know, that have been raised. So I think I've said enough, members. I think what we can do, policy and all of you, as care of these issues, you will cluster them according to how we have raised them. If there is anything that they miss, they go and listen to it, and then we cluster them. Then I can say next week, members, we can come back. Maybe we'll still be dealing with the board, but we can still come back with policy and bringing us this, then we can add or we can say we subtract. Then they'll be clustered, they'll be easier. Maybe members can really go back to their minutes and then, yeah. I wanted to say something, but almost are you bending to this issue?
Yeah, Jefferson.
Okay.
Jefferson, I didn't hear you respond on the proposal was made. But myself and Honorable Zuma's story. Did you buy or not? Because it's a portfolio committee, this is for the members also to agree and disagree.
I don't think there was a disagreement at any point in time. It was a recommendation that was made. I think whatever that's going to be there.
I want it to be noted. If the House agree on their proposal,
then
it must be noted and be putting a timeframe towards J. There's no matter of shows. Let us do this properly. As we're requesting, I must do things properly. So let's do the J.
But the portfolio committee is not about me. I think she's educated. There are certain personal issues that will need to be addressed also here. There were some of these members, some are out to say that they don't want to be chair, committee chaired by a young person. Those are some of the issues. I don't have to raise them here. No. Okay. Let's. No. You don't know why I'm raising this. You don't know what happened yesterday and this morning. That issue is there, Honorable Mouse. It's a recommendation that is made. It cannot be disputed to say no one is. It's there already. It is there. It's captured. Is it captured? Call it out, captured.
workshop. There is it. It captured. Here.
So how did it get captured? Because I've never said to them, I'm not sure of the other members, but it's not tight. Then Parliament, when the chief whip appointed the chairperson, I don't think this committee can say. Some of the members can say we don't want to be
kept
by a young person.
Some, they said they wanted to get out of this committee. It will be solved. It was said yesterday, so it's fine. But what I want to say, that issue of the workshop, we agree on it. It's important. It should be captured. So that's why before we agree on the time frame, whatever is captured must come back next week. So that we can say, these are the issues. Let's have a workshop on this day. Can we have, Chris, you said you wanted to respond. And then, Dr. Professor, Dr. Chief, you've got so many titles. There's also a part-time title that people don't know that we are in food. So you can just raise it, then I'll give it to you. Then, it is safe.
I think, honorable members, just a few things I want to make a comment and put some guarantees. With regards to the issue of the minutes, we have already had a discussion with Jabu, where we did raise the fact that to a certain extent we need to look into a refined way of writing the minutes so that they can capture recommendations very clearly, because sometimes it becomes very difficult to sift through the minute and get a recommendation. Also, what we did pick up is that minutes quite often do not indicate deadline. So then they allow issues to be left unanswered for many, many times. And with regards to the issue of minutes to be written and be ready within a particular period of time, the Parliament APP indicates that we need to have the minutes ready within 3 days or after 3 days since the meeting. We'll try to do that, but also appeal to the committee that probably what we can try to do is that the following meeting, the next week, the minutes of the previous meeting are ready.
Thank you. I know we will release you now, but is there anything that I want to raise or say?
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you for the invitation. And let me just assure you that our office will not, we have not appointed any MPs, and we will not accept anything that is said behind the backs of anybody, of any one of you. We have the whip of the committee, so all that we can accept would be a written report by the whip, which would not be a secret, that would be open to all of you, so that if there is any misrepresentation, you can correct that. Also, with regard to suggestions that people will not be led by a youthful person, if that is true, that would amount to insubordination. And that will not be tolerated, because some of us are old. Young people may say we don't want to be led by old people, and I think we are operating a kind of a generational mix, so we must respect one another irrespective of the age. But what comes across here, I think there are poor relationships between yourself and the department. I don't know where the fault lies, but what is also clear is that this committee knows what it wants to do and what must be done. And it would seem that the committee is not properly assisted by my office and the office of the Speaker. Because you'll see the whip of this committee, if you have concerns, has to bring those concerns to my office so that we can attend to them. And if there are concerns that relate to the office of the Speaker, those concerns must be taken to Comrade Frolic. And now the Chair has to relate to the Chair of Chairs, which is Frolic. The whip has got to refer to my office. So it will not be fair for members of this committee to be subjected to any form of torture because the channels of communication exist. So we must just agree that those channels are utilized and the chair reports back to you if she is frustrated where in that office or if the whip is frustrated. Then I can take the matter at a higher level. But also the other parties have to report to their own whips because we have a chief whips forum where we can look at the difficulties that you all face as a collective. And then we can take those matters up to the Parliamentary Oversight Authority. So in short, I'm saying that there shouldn't be any reason for any one of you to be frustrated because you are not running a private company. This is a deployment in Parliament. You are entitled to all the support that you need. On attendance, I guess you have an attendance register. And now the whip of the committee, I'm not sure how you operate, but people who are absent from the committee, they have to apply for permission to be absent. And the person responsible, if he's the whip must say yes or no, depending on the reasons for the application of absence. And when people attend the committee, there's a time of arrival and a time of departure. So the attendance register must show when people arrived, if it's late, what time did they arrive. If there are reasons to leave earlier, they've got to indicate what time they left and for what reasons, so that there is a report of what is happening. But also with regard to the ministers and deputy ministers, we have the leader of government business. First and foremost, the political parties will deal with the members who are in the executive if they don't attend meetings. If that does not work, there's a leader of government business. The matters will be referred to the leader of government business to deal with. In short, you have all the remedies that you need. And the question of entities, just to give you an example, when the constitution was being certified, there was an application before the constitutional court for the recognition of Kilobedi, for instance. The court referred that matter to PENSALP before PENSALP was formed. Now one can ask, we're going for 20 years. What has PENSALP done about the order of the Constitutional Court? Because there must be an explanation. Is it a contempt of court, or is that the new priorities that have been set? There are communities like Amabondo, then Ndebele. Because you see, we must differentiate between marginalized African languages, which are already official languages, like Venda, Tsonga, they are marginalized, but they are diminished cultures and languages, like Ndebele, Bondo, Kilobedi. Now, what is it that PENSALP is doing about those languages? And these things are important because those people are voters. Now, if they raise their issues and nothing is done about them, there's no explanation why something has not been done. That is going to affect the constitutional democracy, because you can reach a point where people simply say, why should we vote for people to go to parliament? Because in that parliament, they don't take our issues seriously. So you may think that you are ignoring these minority groups, but those minority groups are the ones that will make that our parliament succeed. There's also the issue of, I hear the concern about the minister and deputy minister not coming here. You see, the relationship between the committee and the ministers is twofold. The first is that they are members of parliament. They are public representatives. And in that capacity, they belong to the committees here in parliament. But the second relationship is that parliament has oversight responsibilities over them. So you don't have to ask their permission to visit these entities and check what is happening in these entities and compile a report and present a report to parliament. But you see, we don't want as well antagonistic relationships. We don't want people to be fighting, because what we want to achieve is the same thing. So we really would prefer that people work together, cooperate, compare notes, and also if they are oversized, that these things are properly coordinated so that those that have got to receive the committee are there. So we will, from our side, we will assist by also engaging the members of the executive to make sure that they support you. But all in all, I think that also this question of many heritage institutes, one doesn't know where they report to, what is the program of action, what objectives are they pursuing, because those entities have to report to the department, but you have to oversee both the department and those entities. You are the people who are supposed to say whether they serve their purpose or whether we still need them, because if they don't serve their purpose, then they don't need to exist. So I think you must tighten your oversight on that. But let me also say that when I met the minister at the UNESCO conference, the minister came to me with the officials of UNESCO. He was keen to say, let's ratify the treaties. And I think the minister is serious about that matter. So it would be important that you take that matter up with him. Because you see, for instance, the African Renaissance is a very important program. At the Caucasus Lakota, the International Relations Department adopted what they call African Renaissance Program. The AU adopted the African Cultural Renaissance. Now, there's nothing that can help us much better in nation building and social cohesion than the question of cultures, language, and religions. Now, if we can implement the African Cultural Renaissance Charter, we talk about all this economic development and so on. You see, the problem that the country is facing now is that we are doing a lot to empower people economically. But you see, unless you address the spirit of the people, the character of the people, the more you make them benefit economically, the more they need more money, and the more they think that to get even more, they better kill. So you can't solve the problems of society by just making everybody rich. There are certain basic values that people have to have, that we have to inculcate. And that's why the Department of Basic Education came with the Bill of Rights and Responsibilities. And that's why you correctly said as the committee that the moral regeneration movement is important. But what is the moral regeneration movement doing? All I know is that July is a moral regeneration month. What happens? There is a big event which is addressed by political leaders, and all that moral regeneration movement achieved since 2002 were to publish a charter for positive values. So then we have all these charters, but concretely, what program is there to address issues of poverty, unemployment, inequalities? So I think that we can stop by charters. You know, if you listen to what the president said when we adopted the five priorities, he said that people lost their humanity, ubuntu, ubuntu. And now to help them to recover this humanity, you need to pursue and achieve the five priorities, which means that the recovery of our humanity is linked to poverty, eradication, job creation, and eradication of inequalities. Now, a true moral regeneration program must also address these triple challenges. But our present moral regeneration program is no direction, is not helping the agenda of government. So I am surprised when you say it must be given more money. The question is, more money to do what? Because it's not clear what it is achieving now. And also, you must look at the board of the moral regeneration movement. You will even find CCs that are part of that. And then NAFCO part of that, business people. But now, the question is the religious population. It said that more than 80% of South African people are religious or spiritual. We have the National Interfaith Council of South Africa. That National Interfaith Council of South Africa is not represented in the moral regeneration movement. So I think before we talk about money for that movement, we need to say, is the board properly constituted? Firstly, what is their program to address the triple challenge of poverty, inequality, and unemployment? Now, I don't want to make a short story long. What I wanted to say is that we are going to put together a mechanism agreed by the Caucus Lakota. We have an implementation committee consisting of content advisors of the WIPARI. Now, you also have content advisors. So I don't think that we should wait for minutes which are going to take 3 months. At the end of every meeting, I think recommendations are clear. They get adopted. That my office must get those recommendations. Frolic's office must get those recommendations so that we can monitor whether there is compliance by yourselves, by the entities, by the minister and the deputy minister. And also, it's true that you can expect the deputy minister and the minister to be here all the time. But if there are recommendations that are made, then through the parliamentary council, those decisions must be communicated to the minister and the deputy minister so that they can come back and say they didn't know what must be done. But if they have to wait for minutes which take 3 months, how do you blame them for not doing what you expect them to do? Because how will they know what needs to be done? So all I'm saying is that we are going to expect the WIPs of all the parties or members of all the parties to report back to their whippery, and then at the chief whip forum we are going to place the matters on the agenda of the chief whip forum, which is multi-party, to deal with these issues. And then we are going to get our content advisors to be in touch with the content advisors of all the portfolio committees so that they can be in a dynamic relationship. But I can assure you that I'm not a bureaucratic person. I'm open chairperson. Anytime you can call me, whether it's at night or anytime, I'll answer your phone and raise issues. The whip can call me, I'll answer the question. The only thing that I don't want to deal with is gossip. I don't want anybody to gossip. I want what you tell me privately, you must be able to tell me in public, and you must know that I'll share with other people, because we really are colleagues and we should work at that. We shouldn't spy on one another. And then it will be fine. And also, you see, when we talk about the minister, deputy minister, we don't talk because we gossip. We raise issues, and then those issues are not private, so that there shouldn't be anybody who wants to make friendship and say they were saying the following about you. It's not about anybody, it's about work. Yes. So thank you very much. And actually, you have inspired me to attend many more other meetings elsewhere. But I think that you know what you want to do. You know how you want to do it. All you need is support. And I think, Chairperson, I'll just also plead with you that, you see, being a leader means that you must absorb all kinds of criticism. And sometimes, you know, how we behave also depends on how we wake up. So that you should be the last person to get angry. Mama's story is right, you know, when she was chairperson of the Women's League, I was chairperson of the province. We worked together very well, and sometimes when she thought I was out of order, then she would come and do what she did to. But you see, I couldn't revenge because she's senior to me, so I had to absorb the pain and hope that things improve as we move forward. But you must be the last person to get angry. And then nobody should say that they must leave the committee because they didn't put themselves in the committee. They were declared by the ANC. So walking out of your committee will not be tolerated as well. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
I know that I may have said things that comrades wants to engage, because these things will be minuted. If I said something that you want to engage me on, you can call me back or come. I've got to go to the Rules Committee.
Thank you for coming, and I'm happy that you have established, so I know you've got certain interest. But just to correct you, we never said, moral generation, we never said no money, we want the report. Yes, but need money, because they haven't told anything to this day, I know. But it's one of those issues that we said, we don't know what is happening, there's no money. This is some of the things that are saying, but it's one of the issues that is right. Thank you so much, and it's good to be contacted late. No money.
Lastly, you know, as caucus, we have a very good relationship with the Department of Arts and Culture. Mr. Mahrani has been working with us, running Nelson Mandela Month, and that has been the most successful program. And because of that program, we managed to get a bridge built in Metz. Maybe what we should look at is the possibility of creating a partnership between yourself and the department, and then we can get also, you know, parliamentary interfaith council, and put together a team that can run with the social dialogue under the social nation building social cohesion. I think, you see, because the department consists of officials, and officials are not necessarily activists. So we can supplement their work by structuring something like that. Maybe we should ask Mr. Mahatlani, you had the experience with that. Maybe come up with a proposal to the committee as to how that relationship can be structured. And then we can go into the whole country and take that problem. It's a very important problem.
Thank you for coming, and thank you. We can release now. Members will have tea for 10 minutes, and then after that, we will call for region precision on the bottom of South Panther. How do we go back? Thank you. Can I break that meeting? Shepherd and Doll, the three people are meeting in. That meeting must come to an end. It's not official. No. That meeting must come to an end because there was no permission from me that I gave out. So that meeting is tribally, first it was chaired and co-chaired by Nyamad Bolo, so I'm not going to be part of it. So it's a tribal meeting, so it's not allowed in South Africa. No problem. Yeah, so this one thing is meeting me and naming a woman versus in check. Thank you. Where are we now? We are on the agenda. We are part two of the deliberation and nomination of the council board. I don't think we need files for today, but we're just going to highlight some of the, if I'm right, on issues. But one thing I would like to request, maybe Jimmy, I should apologize for snipping. I would like honor members to be honest sometimes, if they are also not happy about what I'm doing or when I'm doing something wrong, when I'm snipping or whatever in the committee, or say, Chair, I think we're not happy because of 1-3. I'm sorry, I'll have to praise you again. When I do something wrong, she comes to me and says, but hey, I think here you did not handle it this way. You must not behave in this way. She's been very honest with me, and I think I really appreciate it. I must say it in this meeting. She would come and say, Mom, Namita, but on this one, okay, I'll handle this matter. And this is not how we do things, you know. And I would appreciate it from every member because I'm young, I'm growing up, and I would appreciate maybe the mistakes I'm doing. Story, bogo story, or mama, or whatever you are, whether you're auntie, this day is a literature, so I'll say the story. Okay, bogo story. So, Gena, in the bongas, I've never noticed somebody, and you must not have it in this meeting. Please, this is, you must raise your hand and not. So I think we're one of those committees which have got a very good relationship. I don't want us to if one is not happy, they come to me, talk to me. I don't want people going behind the chief's back. I don't care how much you relate with them. So I thought that's why I came to this one to say, is also the long work, you know, because some people, when they're happy, they go behind. Because it's professional, they cannot say it. I don't want. So in different ways, if people are not happy, they must come to me, or if they're not happy, by who chops you at the store. There was one thing about the store, as much as sometimes I feel like slapping her, she would be honest and say, I care, but go on. But the one children has been a mother to me to say, this is how, and I'll appreciate if everyone has done it that way. Okay. See, Valley, I learned this. So I will still fight for this over 3-4 hours. So for us, it's going to be quick now. So, okay, I'll give up from police just to on the council issue to say, yeah, he'll do the presentation, then we'll do questions from that, then we can get how do we move forward, when do we want us to finalize and everything. So yeah, I'll give over to Mkhule. I don't think there's much jealous in this committee. When you said you know the chief very well, you were smiling, so why shouldn't I smile in this whole government? But don't be jealous, Oxford.
I just want to hear a voice once in my life to say order to me, because I think I'll be out of order. But I was thinking,
before he made that presentation. Just maybe while making the presentation, he reminds us. I think most of us haven't read it well, this Pen Help Act, so that we know which authority, if I may use this term, which powers as a committee do we have in terms of doing this. I know there is this kind of thing, and the policy is there. Just remind us so that when we engage, we know exactly where and our terrain, and what contribution should we make, and what emphasis should we, in terms of the existing legislation. I know we haven't read it thoroughly, most of us. Sorry, other members, but I just think that for us to be on the right track, if possible, we start from there, and thereafter you laid everything as you did. As long as I'm not disturbing the program that is planned through you, Jay. If I'm not disturbing anything, I think that will be a good approach for us.
I think, actually, we are in order on what you have been raising. It's one of the issues that will guide, it's a guideline to what we are doing. Let me give us some calls, then you also raise those issues.
Okay. Thanks, Chairperson. Good morning again to all honourable members. Well, this legislation, first and foremost, was promulgated before the Constitution was signed into law. Some of the terms that were used in the old legislation were not in concurrent with the Constitution. As in later on, in 2000, there was an amendment that was made. Also, I think it's important to note that the department has a number of entities, but this one has its own law, similar to the National Film and Video Foundation. You talk about the theaters, museums, and a number of them. They are grouped in one law, the Cultural Institutions Act, but this one has its own law. There might be a number of reasons, but precisely, I think, because the issue of language comes very strong in the Constitution. It comes through in the Bill of Rights, Section 30, and also this organization is mandated by Section 6 of the Constitution, where sometimes it puts a bit of a predicament, is that it is not a charter institution. Yes, it is established by a constitutional mandate. This presentation, okay, maybe if I go back a little bit to what the honourable member was asking. Reading the legislation, one pick up that it's what I would say a best scenario when it comes to the role of the portfolio committee and also the role of the executive. Because what the Act does, it limits the role of the portfolio committee into the appointment process. Thereafter, normal oversight responsibilities and roles of the portfolio committee applies. What I'm trying to say is, as the portfolio committee, the Act says we must shortlist an interview and then recommend to the executive, to the minister. When it comes to oversight, this body still reports to the department and to the minister. And the portfolio committee provides an oversight function as like in any other bodies. But the only difference is that out of all the entities of DEC, this is the only one where the portfolio committee is much involved in the process of appointing the board. This presentation focuses on the procedure and the processes that we need to follow when making an appointment of the governing body of this organization. However, I do briefly talk about the function of the board, precisely because when making recommendations to the minister based on the nominations that were received, so these functions are very important to guide the nature of candidates that needs to be part of the shortlist. In terms of the background, the minister disbanded the previous board, also recommendation of the Petroleum Committee last year. Then call for nomination was advertised, national newspapers in May. Here is the advert as a proof of that. And from then, PENSLAB hasn't had the board. Because I'll talk to it later, there were some, I felt it was important that we know who has been part of the board since inception, because the Act also does make a reference to the point that a member cannot serve more than 2 terms. So I requested this from the department, all the previous members who have served on the board since 1996. So it's all here. So from this you could see who have served on this board before. And maybe we may have to distribute this to members. Okay. The legislative mandate, where does this board, this entity draws its legislative mandate? From the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa, Section 6, which clearly mandates or indicate that this body must be established, as well as Section 30, which talks about the rights to language and culture. It has a reference to that. Also, the Act, Act 59 of 1995, and then Amendment Number 10 of 1999, which, as I indicated earlier, was a way of trying to ensure that because this initial Act, the Principal Act, was promulgated before the Constitution was signed, this Constitution. So this amendment was refining the Act so that it is in line, or it is constitutional in simpler terms. Then in terms of the nominees, we received a bunch of nominees in December. And the reason why it took a little bit of time for us to be at where we are. Firstly, it appeared a little bit later that this should have been sent to the Speaker's office, the Speaker's office, so that they should be tabled on the ATC. We've subsequently done that. It was tabled in the ATC and fed to the committee. So officially we can start this process. A total of 66 nominations were received. However, before we go to number of issues, we need to deliberate on the following issues. We have previous members of the board who have been renominated to serve on the board that is about to be appointed. Secondly, we have nominations of members of DEX entities who are closely associated with the mandate and the current operation of PENSA. And the reason why I'm raising this is it has a potential of a conflict of interest where a member serves on a body that deals with a mandate that is similar to another body where he also serves. So it may not take place, but there is a potential for it to take place. Well, also, because these have been tabled, one of the nominees is the person who is appointed as a caretaker CEO, who happens to be a chairperson of the National Culture Council, another body of the Department of Arts and Culture. Thirdly, we have a staff member of Parliament who has been nominated to serve. There is no legal precedent to base this, and the Act does not prohibit staff of Parliament to serve on it. But we may need to find out from the internal rules, whatever, to see if, to what extent can it possible. But sometimes I have this belief that if I think something is right, it means it might not be right. I'm not sure whether, as Parliament, a staff member of this organization also sits on a body the Parliament is supposed to provide oversight. Also, lastly, we have a number of civil servants who have full-time responsibilities with state departments who have been who have been nominated. For this, we have secured a legal opinion that we obtained, which indicated that there is nothing wrong for members of the public service to serve on the board. What this legal opinion did not cover, though, is the fact that public servants have an obligation in terms of the DBSA framework. But it's not a transaction in this case. We do have in other entities board members who are employed as public servants, and they are serving, because the Cultural Institutions Act does not prohibit public servants. It's only state public entities where public servants cannot serve on their board. But what it has done in this case, the precedent, there hasn't been much of a problem, because staff, board members who are public servants, normally do not pay for honorariums. In terms of the background, PENSAP was PENSAP derived its mandate from Section 6(5) of the Constitution, and is mandated to perform the following functions: promote and create conditions for the development and use of all official languages, the Khoi, Nama and San languages, and San languages, and promote and ensure respect for all languages commonly used by communities in South Africa, including German, Greek, Gujarati, Hindi, Portuguese, Tamil, Telugu, and Urdu, Arabic, Hebrew, Sanskrit, and other languages used for religious purposes in South Africa. Also has to promote multilingualism in South Africa. In terms of the governing, the governance and functions of the board was established by Acts of Parliament, Acts 59 of 95 as amended. The board is established to oversee a governance structure of PENSAP. The board is appointed for a term of 5 years. It's also crucial to note that many other boards that are governed in terms of Cultural Institutions Act are for a period of 3 years, but this one is for a period of 5 years. From this light. Okay. To promote all official languages, including the Khoi, Nama, San languages, and sign language,
And this is also very crucial because we have one nominee who is deaf. And members are eligible for reappointment for one further term only. This means they can serve a maximum of 2 terms. But what the Act doesn't make clear is if a member has served in a term between 96 and 2001, can that person be eligible for reappointment if there's been a gap? But luckily, I did not pick up any member who had served at that time or during this term of office. No, I mean, if member or if so-and-so was serving on a press board between 1996 and 2001, is that person eligible to be renominated and appointed now if there's been a gap in terms of his service or her service? So it's not clear. Then the following are among the key responsibilities of the board: to initiate studies, research, aimed at promoting and creating conditions for the development and use of all official languages of the Republic, including promotion of Khoi, San, and Sign languages. For some reasons or the others, I don't know, the spelling of the Khoi in the Constitution and in the Act is different. In the Constitution is K-H-O-I, and in the Act, yeah, so I'm not sure why it was made like that. Promote respect and ensure respect for other languages used by communities in South Africa, and promotion of multilingualism by the function of the board. Advise on the coordination of language planning in South Africa. When going through all the nominees, it was one of the areas that was lacking. Very few indicated any experience or expertise on the issues of language planning. Facilitate cooperation with language planning agencies outside South Africa and make funds available for the purpose of achieving the goals of the organization. The composition of the board, it should have not fewer than 11, but not more than 15. And they must be as representative as possible of official languages, and it doesn't say all, but it says of official languages as well as language skills, including but not limited to interpreting, translation, terminology and lexicography, language and literacy, and language planning. Members shall be fit and proper person for the office held by them, be South African citizens, broadly representative of the democracy of the diversity of South African community, and also be supportive of the principle of multiculturalism. Then now, with that background of what the committee should be looking for, as extrapolated directly from the legislation, what is the procedure that needs to be followed? The nomination dossier is with us. It has been read, and we've pieced it to a particular extent. So the Act stipulates that, in fact, in Section 4B, that the minister, after consultation with the portfolio committee, shall appoint an ad hoc committee consisting of not fewer than 9 persons to invite the general public to nominate person for the appointment of the members to the board. This is
before the nomination is made, is advertised. And it's an internal arrangement by department. So, according to what was written in the advert, this was done, hence the advert went out. So now, the portfolio committee shall, in consensus-seeking manner, from the nominations award, forwarded by the committee, compile a shortlist of candidates with due regards to the previous substring A, 1A and 2. And that the shortlist should not contain more than 25 candidates. This number becomes very important, because you'll see later on that the committee has to interview or has to shortlist not more than 25 people. But also there is also another limit in terms of the number of candidates it has to forward to the minister for a recommendation. The interview, it must happen in a public and transparent manner for each candidate whose name appears on the shortlist. So it means we need to, once we've identified or shortlisted 25, not more than 25 names, those people must be given an opportunity to be interviewed in a public and transparent manner. And then compile and forward to the minister a final shortlist, which should not exceed 20 candidates. And what also the section doesn't do, it does not set the minimum number, it only sets the maximum. So it means the committee has a responsibility to shortlist not more than 25 candidates, interview them, and thereafter, after deliberations, compile a report of recommended candidates but those names should not exceed 20. From those names, then the minister will choose not fewer than 11, but not more than 15. But it also becomes very important to notice, the minister, after consultation with the portfolio committee, should appoint members of the board from the names that appear on the shortlist. This also becomes very crucial, because it commits to the minister to communicate with the portfolio committee on the names or the candidates that he chooses to appoint. It's a kind of an obligation that it puts to the executive. Then, following is observed from the current dossier, only 3, which is 5% of nominees, have financial management background, and with only 1 qualified chartered accountant. And if you need a board to understand King's report and principles of corporate governance, and to ensure that it can provide leadership and pro-leadership to the entity, it's always advisable that there is at least 1 person who is a CA. Because the processes of understanding the financial statements and interrogating them and serving on the audit committees and the finance committees can only be duly done by a person with a very strong financial background. Only 12 of the nominees have legal expertise. It's also another issue that we need to catch up in when one is appointing a board in South Africa. because it must be legally constituted. It must understand its legal mandate. It must be able to articulate and deal with legal issues within the framework of the law and the constitution. And also on 23% have experience and expertise on governance. This is also very important because I have served on numerous bodies, from museums to other institutions in the sector. And this skill becomes very important because for some reasons what happened between 1995 and especially from 1998, we saw the increase of academics serving on bodies, on governance bodies, and as knowledgeable as they are, but it did not serve the purpose of advancement of professionalism in those bodies, because they do not have necessary skills that are needed to lead those institutions. So you do need somewhere, somehow, to get people who will understand clearly their mandate and be able to exercise leadership responsibilities. That's it. Thank you so much.
Okay.
So maybe I'll be able to articulate certain issues from your question.
And thank you, Honourable Member. That is the presentation by colleagues on as we go forward to appoint the board. I know Honourable Batapan had a question. Honourable Fantasy, one jump one time to stand using their colleagues. Honourable Shuban, Honourable Dol, Honourable Mchwan. Honourable Cock Master.
Your Honourable Sir, I just need clarity with regard to the accounting of this body. Does it account to the Department or does it account to Parliament? Another question is the reappointment of a person who has served in the board. I think it is clear that a person is nominated, is appointed to the board for 5 years, and then he or she could be reappointed for another term only, regardless of it will be the next coming term or the other term, but that person would be appointed for the second term, but not more than that. That is my understanding of this reappointment of a person who served in the board. That is, he cannot be appointed for more than 2 terms. Whether is the one coming immediately after the one who was serving or a later one. That is my appointment. Alright. Another one is just the minister after consultation with the committee. So I think it is important for us to understand that after. It is very important for us to understand that. It doesn't mean he has to consult us when he appoints this board from the 20 candidates we have referred to him. It is important. He can do that without us, but he has to come to us and tell us that I have appointed these people. That after is important. And if it was saying in consultation, then that means now we must be part of that selection of this, of the board. Now that he says after, he can do that without us and then come inform us. Okay, his recommendation now. He has done it. Thank you so much for the work you have done. That is so well done. I want to suggest that he must finish us with these people 23%, so that we can apply our minds when we choose these 25 candidates from that list. Because I agree with him, those are the people we need in that board. Thank you.
Okay. Can I think I better respond
after each question so that I don't lose sense of it. Verse 4.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you very much for this much needed information. I would like to request the presenter to please present us with a hard copy of the presentation, if that is possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to go back to the after consultation and in consultation that the minister can appoint, and if it's after consultation, you can just inform us and appoint. But if it's in consultation, does it mean that he has to discuss with us the name of the candidates with the committee before appointing? And then the second one, the 23% governance, you said it's governance. Does this governance include language expertise in it? Because you have got the 12% legal, one chartered accountant, three financial, which I think is good composition. But the 23% in governance, that does this include those who have got expertise in other languages, Khoisan and what have you? Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I need to just double check on the number of nominations reflecting on here. You said 69. From what you have observed, how many would you be able to check? How many women? On your concluding remarks. I think I'm getting the what you mean about 12%, but on 23%, you say it has an experience. I'm not very clear of the experience, although you talk of the you say and expertise, but the experience, because what I'm looking at an experience from the community. Involvement point of view. I don't know. I'm just giving you a highlight of my understanding. But I want to understand more of the experience we're talking about. Yeah.
Thank you, Chairperson, again. Mkosis, I want to thank you for having managed. Perhaps you are the only person who has managed to take me out of my disease, a passive listener. Not many people know this, but I am a passive listener. It's like if I listen for a certain time and you don't complete, I get lost. So I was captured right through. That's the way you presented this. Trust me, I was not, for once, I'm not a passive listener. No. But then the question is the gap issue, because I know somebody asked it, but I would like to rephrase it. My understanding is that if we talk of two terms, the gap should not be an issue. And I want you to explain to us, because you explain informed by the S, and we are just speaking using common sense. There is a gap somewhere. We talk of the person who has served, and then there was a gap. And this person came back to serve. The gap should not be an issue unless it's the S issue. Can I get clarity on that? Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Commission, really guiding us on the process. Firstly, I want to be sure that I had policy very well. You said there are 66 names.
69.
Is it 69? 69. Now my question would be, the final list you said should be 20, not more than 20. Not less, or not more.
No, I'm going to, you can note what I'm asking. Yes. You know why am I asking that? How do you come to that? Because in other boards, what the committees do, it's for the committee to decide how they shortlist, to what number, out of the amount that has been of a series that they got. And also I would like to know, furthermore, from the 20, are you expecting us as a committee to shortlist to a certain number that we can manage? Because still 20 is too much for 66, I assume, 66 CVs. If you're talking about 200 and something, I would understand. But you can clarify to me how you come to the 20, and do we have to further shortlist as a committee, taking into consideration the gender issue, the demography as a whole, gender, people with disability, and also the issue of the nationality. You said out the 69 has been cleared by Parliament. In which way? How have they cleared them? Have they, the whole 69 been cleared by security? That whatsoever, there's no conflict of interest, they were never involved in corruption and all this, all the things that the security does. You also talked about the expertise. I'm not sure how do you come to those percentages that I saw here. Maybe I came in from outside and I didn't hear you clearly. Is this recommended by the Act? Is what you think we should consider? Because in some of the committees, it is done by the committee that decides which expertise do we need from the numbers. And also the question that was asked, and I'm the one who said, I don't understand the issue of, we know that people, a person cannot exceed serving 2 terms, and I don't know what gap means of the years that you mentioned here. Maybe you can clarify to us what is a gap. Also, the number that you mentioned here, are they all going to serve 2 terms, no staggering, no what? Is it just 2 terms right through? And if all those people finish their 2 terms, and who's going to be left in the office? Is it going to wait for another? Because in some instances you have to take it because some people must. How does this act deal with it? Thank you for now.
Okay, thank you so much, members. Let me start with the last questions. In terms of the terms, the Act says, maybe I wasn't clear, the Act says they can serve a maximum of 2 terms. It means each and every, they serve for 5 years, a maximum of 2 terms. So it means after 5 years from now, there's going to be another call for nominations. And members who are serving in the board are eligible for nomination and appointment if it is their first term. But it cannot be more than 2 terms. The issue of the gap, I was trying to sort of make or trying to indicate that to a certain extent, the Act
doesn't have a word or the term conservatively. It says not more than two terms. So in fact, if it then becomes subject to different interpretation. Someone may say, I've served this term now, and 20 years down the line, I want to serve again. So the Act does not regulate that. But it is subject to different interpretation. That's why sometimes it becomes very difficult for legislation where there are issues that are not clearly articulated, because maybe the writers at the time, it might have been clear, but it opens up an opportunity for different interpretations. But it's the committee that would have to make a decision on this, whether it says people who have served in the previous boards since 1996 or who have served twice cannot be recommended now, despite the fact that there's been a gap, because the Act says you cannot serve two terms. It means in your lifetime you cannot serve more than 10 years. So those are the issues maybe the committee would have to come with a decision before it proceeds. Okay?
But my understanding of what you're saying is that two terms is like two terms.
Hmm.
I mean, why should we debate the two terms? My understanding is that if it says two terms, it didn't say two terms except one, it's like two terms must be understood as two terms. Unless if we want to, because the challenge is that people can unpack it the way they want to suit themselves. Mm. And we don't want that situation. We want a situation which is honest and true. The truth is that two terms.
Two terms.
Not that these two terms must not be following each other, or it must not be after 20 years. If I'm here for 5 years, it's one term. If I were here in 94, or that says first year, it was 5 years. That was another term. We call it two terms.
Mm.
If you were here since 94 to now, you have been here three terms, and this is fourth term. I'm talking of seven, just to give you an example.
Mm.
So that if we understand it correctly, we can, because it will be often abused if we don't want to understand a term as a term and meaning 5 years, unless proven otherwise. That's how I'm trying to put it to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that.
Thank you. Before I close, can I go on another story? Then,
thanks. In terms of...
No, I think this thing is clear. Let's take, for example, this list of these board, previous board members. Let's take number one, Butelis. He served in the board only once. That is 1996. He never served again. If she is now amongst the candidates in the board to go to appoint now, she is eligible to be appointed because she has only served one term. And then you go to number 12, to number 8, Professor Maria Fate, she has served two terms. So she is not eligible now. That is what this thing says.
It might sound very clear to other people, but it has, if you come up, you see, this is an act. We must not forget, it's law. People can abuse it, especially people who can come and interpret this as legal people. Now, if you say this person, we're looking at this,
this is 96, others appeal also on 20. We said yes, this is fine. But I am saying, in actual terms, if I serve now and somehow after so many years I want to come back, am I eligible to do that? No, no, wait. After 20 years. Now, we want the act to speak to us. Yes. Now I'm requesting the act to speak to us to give us guidance. It might look as if it's very simple. It's not simple. You come after such and such a period, they say, that act meant within that specified time, maybe 50 years or what. That's what I'm asking. That period. We're dealing with law here. And people can contest what is written.
Chairperson, I think it's one area where we need to seek a legal opinion so that these issues are clear as soon as before we start. Because the purpose of this presentation is to ensure that the committee starts on a good footing so that there are no areas that people would say, I might have been left unfree.
Chairperson, I think this one, maybe he was still responding to the question.
Yes, because I still have a listing. Okay. In terms of vetting, the applicants have not been vetted. Nominees were not vetted by any institution. I'm not sure whether it is required. In terms of the percentage, the percentage are basically a tool that I developed so that we can understand how many people in proportion to the number based on particular fields. For example, it would indicate that 36% of the applicants have skills in interpretation or knowledge of interpretation and translation. 70% has knowledge of terminology development. It's based on the number of people and expertise as indicated in their series. So it is not a requirement of the law. It's just a tool for us to understand the pool that we have as of now. In terms of the number of people that the committee needs to shortlist, the Act sets minimum. Maximum. It does not set the minimum. So it is upon the committee to set up the minimum numbers based on the fact that the board should consist of between 11 and 15 people. So we may not have to send 20 names to the minister. That's a maximum. We may not have to interview 25 nominees. It's only a maximum. So depending on how many people the committee feels they are fit to be interviewed, and depending on the deliberations, the committee may say 15 people or 17 people. So it does not necessarily have to be 20. How do you come to shortlisted number? The Act doesn't make stipulations, doesn't stipulate how the committee should go through the process of shortlisting. But the Act does stipulate that members of the board should have particular qualities. So those qualities are the ones that should guide the committee with regards to the nomination. So it means
each and every applicant or a nominee would have to be assessed, and the committee would need to reach a consensus that this person has a particular weight or has a particular knowledge that enables the person to be part of the shortlist. So it's the committee that needs to decide on that based on the critical knowledge areas of each applicant.
Can I request permission for you to eat? I have to take my medication. I have a problem. No, I want to say I have to eat it, so I can eat this. So I know it's not parliament, but just, yeah, I want to take. I want to know the response. Okay, then put alone.
The Act says the board should, the committee, when making the recommendation, should consider these priorities in this light: interpreting, translation, terminology, lexicography, language literacy, and language planning. But also, it becomes important that in the process of appointing, we take into consideration Section 6 of the Constitution to ensure that the board complies with the requirements of the Constitution. Some of the things, like for example, a person must be supportive of a principle of multiculturalism, those are the things that you pick up from the interviews. Of course, be a South African citizen and be proper and fit, and also, most importantly, broadly representative of the diversity of the South African community. So these are the things that are taken from the Act. And the percentages that I developed are just a tool. So they are not any way taken from any legislative environment or background. It's a tool for us to understand who do we have in terms of expertise. In terms of gender, the spreadsheet was not developed to give us an indication of how many women. You know, sometimes it becomes very difficult because a person will indicate a title and the doctor or professor or reverend without indicating exactly whether the person is a female or a male. And some applicants don't even put their ID numbers. So you cannot really understand how many people. But we may try to have an indication of how many women and how many men based on the information that we can take from the CVs. Well, the current spreadsheet does indicate that. Just that specifically, it becomes difficult where a person has not indicated the gender. But we've tried by all means. Like, for example, take the case of Dr. Mbizi. Sometimes it becomes really difficult because one might even say, okay, you look at the name, but the name in Zulu and Xhosa may say different. Because a Xhosa name might be a female name or a male name, yet in another language or another culture it's something different. So maybe where we're not clear about the gender, we may have to call them. But Jabu is something that we need to take on. Okay, in terms of the meaning of governance, also I must state that it is not the requirement of the law or of the act, but generally, one, when making an appointment of this nature, you might need to understand where is the background of the person, or where are the strengths in relation to the requirements of the board. So in terms of meaning of this, it only means the expertise with the relations to a management of entities of similar nature, or whether a person has served in any other board or any other community related structure that has a responsibility of providing a particular kind of oversight and governance and kind of strategic leadership to any community or any group. So it's broadly understood in a start.
Sir? You are correct, you know, so that we can do something with him. Something might come back to us at the end of the day and agree on it. So, yeah.
But I also want to make members aware of this document, the address. Because in as much as we have to stick to the act, the advert went further and included the legal expertise and financial management as part of the requirement. So these things are not part of what the Act basically stipulates, but the Act also does say at a later stage that the board must ensure that there is someone with an understanding of bookkeeping. But I think in making deliberations, we will need to also take into consideration the advert, because it was the official communication with the members of the public.
Another question, I think, who is appointed, actually, who is shortlisted That is the prerogative of this committee. All what he is doing is to assist the committee as to who, according to him, thinks could make this board watertight. Not that he said must appoint these people. That is the prerogative of the committee. These are his own suggestions. That is how I understand this thing.
I think I have to come in. But what includes this is what you're saying on the one. Not say specifically you must take people with those brother members. Yes, those are the part of the requirement that will help us as well. But remember we said at some stage, okay, the gender issue we spoke about it last week. But we said some of the people you might find they are allowed. Let me say, if my grandmother did applied, she's a language expert. She might not really have all the qualifications or what is that open. She might not know let's go that, you know, but she can find a way. So I'm trying to say this is just a guideline to say let's consider some of the things. But not to specifically say we take these people, but when we do start the nomination process, we should consider the things at the end of the day, because especially if you remember that the state council is in. Like for instance if let's say one of members, I can't interpret and translate. I'm not sure what is it. So it must have one person with that. I'm just making a recommendation. Terminology of lexicograph. Oh, Honorable Lotrit used to know what that lexical. I mean, I was not even clueless. I just know there's an translation. Language and literacy teaching. You might find that somebody who's applied with a, not even with a teaching diploma, but has been teaching the language in institutions as well. Because people are teaching this. I'll take first aid for the concern. People who are teaching it to the next generation don't even have measures, some of them, but they're doing it. So I'm just saying, listen, we're not stagnant to say that. But what is being commended by Uncle as well is very important as well, because we still need experts as well in that field as well, and how to approach some issues. You know, legal expertise, obviously we need that one, in financial management, because that's where the problem we are at with puzzle, because also of the financial management. I'll make an example. If let's say we have six people with those expertise, one each, it doesn't mean that the rest of the six, one specifically, Landwell, is a requirement, is prior. I'm just, some have got political knowledge on languages as well. You might find a politician who's much better than anybody else in those issues. That's why I say I went through the CVs as well myself, and there are people that I feel that we must recommend as well. I'm sure no, yeah, but what Honorable Luther is raising is very correct, on legal, but we'll get legal opinion exactly on that. Let's agree, I think this is something, we'll get legal opinion based on that one. And I think that this gave us a what is it specifically that means. I think one of the issues that we must print is the advert. Can you just put the advert in the file, just give it all, and some so that we can just highlight these issues to say this is specifically this. It doesn't mean that a person who's illiterate on something. Okay, I'll make an confession that they work in parliament, interpreting and translation. They might not have the doctor's degree, but practically they understand exactly what is happening every day. But some of the issues, as we call them, many Javakas. Okay, Honorable Fakalbek, and then on the moment.
Thank you, Chair. I repeat, please, can we have a hard copy? Because we need those guidelines when we go through the applications ourselves. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. I know because you said the spreadsheet is big, but I think you can just minimize it. Make just a name, what expertise does he have, and then whatever, maybe the qualification. Just maybe in one landscape.
Okay.
Because if you're going to take it in that long process, and then the gender, which has been, and disability also, what form of disability do they have? I don't know, you're right, manager.
But
just have those columns so that can understand, but in a landscape format, you know, because it will be easier, and then we just make it easier. And the race would be important as well, not to say that we are going to appoint per race, you know, and the gender and the geographical locations, because we have a tendency of appointing people from the same province, which is my province, which is called Gauteng. So maybe just in those little columns.
Yeah.
Is it fine? Hello, sir. Two. I don't know if I was two. I wonder if I'm. Drama, bully. Your hand was up.
Okay.
Drama, bully. The phone call.
Okay. Maybe I wanted to finish.
Can I just allow the drama, bully too? I think he had the glad to
read. Okay. Okay.
Drama, bully.
This thing has boycotted me now. Oh, thanks. Jefferson, through you, I think following what has been said, in particular, if I mention my story, I don't think she should get cross on that. I think that is how we should look to this thing. Let's check the you emphasize on it. Let's check what the evidence says. Therefore, we can be able to go out and check with, for instance, the example that we are giving the advert. It is something that when they made that advert, they wanted to people who have this, and if checked with the legislation itself, it is among other things that the people do have as a requirement. For instance, let's look into the compilation of the nominees. If you can remember, maybe through your chair, you'll find out it is being bundled and indicated nomination without motivations. And therefore, the other one with legal, finance, the financial and bookkeeping, with language and experience. You see, that thing is also a guide itself. So now when you look into the legislation, the act itself, the PENSAP Act, Section 5, the composition of the board, and also on subsection 2, you read D and E, it is comprised within that sections and subsections. So I think it would be better for us if we look into that together with the advert, and also looking into that grouping. So if you look into the people with language and experience, then it is being covered in subsection E. You see, that is what Mastori has indicated. I'm just trying to emphasize, if ever I do understand what she was asking and what you responded to, I think that will be guiding principles for us, or especially what my colleague has indicated. If we also have that hard copy, we make reference so that we have a ground to start from. It's not easy for us to interpret this law. Let me give a final example. Honorable Tapane is giving us, you know, that notion to say, when he says, the ex says, the minister, after consultation with, you know, the literal language, it means something else like what he was explaining to us. You see, so because he has that background of to interpret what is being written in a legal format. But with us, I'm interpreting it another way, with my own. If it's English, it's my own English thing. So I appreciate what the explanation you give. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. I think I take note of those issues. The hard copy is going to be available. Java will circulate it to all members, yes. Okay. I think the issue of the after consultation, we need to understand it, and maybe we need to also ask our legal eyes to interpret it for us. But I think also what would be important is the communication lines between us and the department, so that we are all on the same page. We understand the law with the same veins.
Things, it can be misinterpreted. As one says, Fumilingana, no minister Kwachinaba, and minister cannot make any decisions without us. It means a lot of things. I think we do need a refining on that, legal refining, so that we are clear. You know, Jefferson, I must, maybe I can make an example of the post bank, the latest
bill that we dealt with. It includes a consultation between the Minister of Communication and the Minister of Finance. It was a big hullabaloo. Kuba each and everyone who knew part of it. So this word consultation, it causes problems at the time. I think Utapan is right. We must have a legal opinion on this.
Lastly, in terms of the accounting authority, who does the board account to? The board is accountable to the minister. As I indicated earlier, I think it's a model that I prefer when there is a separation of responsibilities, where the portfolio committee shortlists interviews and then comments to the minister. So probably as we expect the cultural amendment bill in the next years or so. So these are things that this committee would have to ensure that it gets into those acts. Because if you look at how other boards are appointed, sometimes it does create some problems because it's only one person who is dealing with almost everything. I think I've covered all the questions.
I think I'm going to just respond to this most because I know what the doctor was speaking about.
Yeah.
And remember, we raised the issue of the act that is amended. I think that will also be a challenge. What I will do, we have a women's caucus, which is very important to us as women. Yes. So I think with those issues that we raised, we'll just get an opinion on those matters. But I wanted us to adopt the minutes. But you're supposed to have checked the whole of them.
Yeah.
And it's strong, haven't you? You haven't checked them? I would tell us. Yes. Oh, yeah, this minute was a long thing. Before you leave, I think the issues, after I've checked them, I don't do anything. Unless you can say. Okay. It's a yes, fine. The opposition will agree to the whole. Okay, some one of the issues, not to say I defend anyone, I have realized some of the apologies, they come late after the meeting has started, but if this isn't before, yeah, I was called, I was just changing. I don't have to say, yeah, always need it, because others come after the meeting has started. I begin to change. Uber does it before, we say, no, I want you to know, some of them, they come after, when I will write a note to say there's an apology of the minister coming. So if it's not in front of me, when I say, oh, nothing's wrong, yeah, we abstain to. Because Chavu him and we wrote it said, no, the apology is coming. I am not going to accept it. We'll just go back. But if they were here, then it even for goes for some members. It starts the meeting, there is no apology. It's here after the meeting. I'm just saying some of these, check yourselves, It wasn't really nice because some of them, when you're not there, it means your apology came after. The only person where I always say, good, horrible, that part. So, what I'm in Japan, I get immediately. Even if I'm also legal, there's no apology. It will come after the meeting. Then we'll say, "Man, from taking the meetings, I don't see anything wrong." The other issue that I want to raise on the minutes, I think we will change the formatting, there's another one between all, they will do it, the formatting, so that those, our recommendations can be very clearer, yeah. Because sometimes there's a class that some, you can't even pick up the recommendations on the minutes, so they'll have a new style of writing minutes based on some of the issues, on which are arising, then maybe send the community recommendations on, just to make it different. If there's a format in Parliament that they're telling us about, we're going to get out of that format because it doesn't assist us. So we'll come with our own format then. But last thing, what I want to raise, I know April, you know, send the chest tickets. I spoke to Uban, who's the new head of protocol. Ujabu. Me and Jabu had an agreement that tickets of members, the minister was present in that meeting, in our meeting, wherever, that those tickets come to me and I give them to members and members sign for them. We don't want to race with Melan. I want you to pass that message. And Lulam, those are the rudest people that we've ever met. So, we will come to all the Ziela who was from Nela Matigi. But that's what we request them. Oh, they give them to you. Why not do that? Supposed to do them. I want you to, we had a group before, I mean, because members have already started asking me just tickets. So I want you to write your names down. Oh, 5-6 April. Then, I don't promise you, but to staff members, I was made relations with the owner, but in a Lenan, you know. And I want to correct something. Uma story, I think Imam Shulwan, you gave us ticket and gave us somebody that is coming on your behalf. For Hengu. I'm saying, there were 10 beds there to say it's not them.
Sorry, Chair.
So that thing must be, was even minister saying, if I'm not there and my is coming, why should they leave it 10 back? There's nothing wrong. Because we give you 2 tickets.
I'm sorry. Chairman, I want to very much attention as well.
To go there and ask them to return them back. And they said no. Yeah, they allowed it in. It doesn't make any sense.
Chair. I'm going to close to the hotel.
There's my team meeting in Yabafaz. Memorial service, I'm cash.
Good talent from your supper and to
Okay, do we agree that all the minutes are adopted? Who adopt them all and second them? What is the problem? Now I'm giving you a chance. You know, it's Mamelanga, you know, and this is Mamelanga.
Then
it's not our problem that we are going to court on the judge. Can we agree that, honourable members, before you leave, Ngolisi will be done by today or later tomorrow with the spreadsheet, and please go through the CVs. Then you can also, because we are not saying, yeah, go through the CVs. Or come to the banner.
without delaying the meeting. Maybe while we are on this, we don't have time. I was going to come with
that. Yeah. Yes.
The process of shortlisting. We shortlist the number. We can agree as a committee, yes. But the names that we feel as different parties that qualify can be done differently, and we form a task team that will come together and finalize and bring the report back again to us. You won't understand it, but
it makes it very easy.
Okay,
let's just go now look at the names. Just go to a file. I am done. Who told them he doesn't go to the file? When they come, the media has been agenda.